Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, August 5th. California Democrats are divided on a ballot proposition to tax billionaires. More on that next, but first, the headlines. San Diego's Metropolitan Transit System has been named the most outstanding public transit system in the country, according to the American Public Transportation Association. The award honors exceptional leadership and a commitment to advancing the future of public transportation. An MTS board chair says the 2026 award acknowledges the progress MTS has made, including strengthening public safety, improving accessibility, embracing innovation, and responding to customers' needs. MTS is one of only two top 40 transit agencies in the country to recover more than 95% of their pre-pandemic ridership. A UCSD study in collaboration with the University of Freiburg found that switching to a vegan diet for 1 month can modify your body's aging markers and inflammation levels. A senior author of the study says the remarkable thing isn't simply that one diet outperformed another, but that our body is highly responsive to our everyday choices. In clinical trials, 48 participants were given either a meat-rich diet or a vegan diet. Researchers found that the vegan diet produced favorable changes in gene regulation, including a higher proportion of the T cells that help regulate our immune system. And there was less activity in cancer-related pathways. Overall, the effects of the diet change were relatively small, but the scientists say larger and longer studies are needed to confirm how such molecular changes translate into disease reduction. It's no secret that to save money, lots of people choose to live with roommates. Well, a new report from the roommate matching platform SpareRoom.com says that does not easily apply to San Diego. They now list San Diego as the second most expensive U.S. metro area for people with roommates. Spare Room reports the average roommate rent here is a little more than $1,300 a month. That's even higher than Los Angeles and San Francisco. Only New York City remains higher than here. 10 News spoke with Matt Hutchinson, the director of Spare Room. He says living with roommates is still a good cost-saving strategy, but in places like San Diego, it can be a stretch. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. A ballot proposition to tax billionaires in California is dividing the state Democratic Party. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta has the details.
The California Democratic Party convened its executive board this past weekend in San Diego. The party's endorsement of Proposition 50, a one-time tax on billionaires, was a split from high-profile Democrats in the state. Governor Gavin Newsom said in June, quote, "The fight belongs at the federal level," declining to support the state tax measure. And Javier Becerra's office directed KPBS to an earlier statement in his campaign for governor that calls Prop 40, quote, "sketchy policy." Both Newsom and Becerra support more taxes on the wealthy in other forms. But San Diego County Democratic Party Chair Will Rodriguez Kennedy said the stakes are simply too high.
Because of the Trump administration's cruel cuts on health care and food assistance, people are literally going to die. So what we're doing is we're asking people who are doing better off than they've ever done before to do a little bit more so that people literally don't die and starve in the streets.
Nationwide, millions of people have lost access to food assistance and dropped Affordable Care Act insurance policies as a result of President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act and changes to subsidies. County Supervisors Monica Montgomery Stepp and Tara Lawson Raymer said hundreds of thousands of county residents could lose access to Medi-Cal as a result of the cuts. Prop 40 would direct 90% of its revenue to health care and the other 10% to food assistance programs. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
Hundreds of unsheltered people got free checkups yesterday in Escondido at the 5th Annual Community Healthcare Day. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen was there.
Getting blood drawn or a simple checkup may be routine for most people.
Okay, how about over here?
But for people experiencing homelessness, this can be life-changing.
I think that healthcare is a human right.
Christian Epsi is a physician assistant with the Neighborhood Healthcare Street Medicine Team. They are one of the partners at the event. He says events like these are critical because homeless individuals often do not seek care at clinics.
I think being able to have an event like this to help really address a lot of just not only like their healthcare needs, but the needs as a whole as a human being.
That includes not only treating the symptoms, but also providing the supportive care to go with it. In addition to medical care, people at the event had access to showers, clothes, and haircuts. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Keeping things in Escondido, residents are raising concerns about a housing project there. That's because the homes would sit near a notorious hazardous waste cleanup site. Environment reporter Tammy Murga says the city council today will decide how the project moves forward.
The project would turn a long vacant lot into 5 houses. Neighborhood residents say they welcome new housing, but worry about the land on which the homes would be built. Heidi Whitman explains why. She lives directly across the street from the project site.
Just up gradient of this project site is a state Superfund site. It is called the Chatham Brothers Barrel Yard site. It has been shut down since 1981 and has been officially deemed a cleanup since 1982.
Groundwater monitoring shows contamination levels have been non-detectable. But in recent years, levels near the project site have increased slightly. What the levels are directly beneath the project site are unknown. That's because there are no monitoring wells on site. Dan Wise is the project's environmental consultant. He says groundwater testing is not the landlord's responsibility.
That's a Chatham Brothers issue. It's Chatham Brothers contamination.
Wise tested shallow soil and soil vapor on the property.
There were no contaminants of concern identified in the soil. There were no detected concentrations of volatile organic compounds.
Whitman says she wants the city and developer to do more in-depth studies on the property first. The city council could decide as early as Wednesday whether more is needed. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
For the second time in 3 years, Tijuana's Little League will represent Mexico in the Little League World Series. Reporter Gustavo Solis visited the team as they prepared.
These parents aren't cheering for just any Little League baseball team. They're cheering for Mexico. For just the third time in history, a Tijuana Little League team is representing Mexico later this month in the Little League World Series. And for 12-year-old Jorge Fonseca, it is a dream come true.
Pues muy emocionado porque desde chiquito siempre era mi sueño ir a Williamsport y por fin se cumplió.
Getting here was no easy feat. Tijuana had to win multiple regional tournaments, beating teams from Sinaloa, Sonora, and Mexicali before making it to the national tournament. There, they defeated Matamoros in an 8-2 blowout.
Lo veo listo, lo veo con ganas, lo veo con unas intenciones de ya estar allá en la apuesta en Williamsport.
Their coach, Francisco Fimbres, says this team is ready. Players train 4 days a week, meet with a sports psychologist, and starting next week, will wake up at 4 a.m. every day. Coach says that people called him crazy when he suggested the 4 a.m. wake-up calls. But the World Series is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, which is 3 hours ahead. And the teams will have a 7 a.m. wake-up call, so his players need to get used to those early mornings. They hope the hard work leads to a championship for Mexico, which hasn't won since 1997.
Queremos darle un campeonato a México.
The last time Tijuana made it to Williamsport was 2023. That team made it all the way to the semifinals of the international tournament, beating teams like Japan and Venezuela along the way. The pitching coach, Marcelo San Maria, says it's tough to compare the 2023 team to the current group. But he says that while the 2023 team was faster on the bases, this one hits for more power.
Generaciones diferentes con diferentes características, pero los dos muy buenos equipos.
And for some parents, seeing their kids play in the Little League World Series is too much to put into words.
No hay palabras para describir la emoción.
Martin Garcia played Little League in Tijuana. While he never made it to the big tournament as a kid, he's proud to go as a father.
Sí, ahora como padre.
Lo va a vivir diferente.
Vivir a través de mi hijo.
And the league has come a long way since Garcia played on the dirt fields when he was a kid. Now, they practice on a brand new field named after the Padres All-Star who helped pay for it, Fernando Tatis Jr. But some traditions remain, like the post-practice tacos.
Tacos!
Today's menu, carne asada and chorizo.
El mejor taquero de Ostar.
The team flies to Williamsport next week, and Mexico's first game will be against Australia on August 20th at 9 a.m. Tijuana time. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. The pod today was edited by Mark Marcotte and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.